I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, no more parking questions.
Let me tell you something, Slee.
Yeah, no more parking questions.
That should be on the Mandy Awards right there.
Yeah,
that should be on the Mandy Awards. Because,
tremendous.
I did not have a line in the chamber. I had nothing. I could not think of anything to say. And obviously, Ireland and Andy were in the same boat.
I think I spoke for all of us.
Yeah, I think everybody said that they park far and that we move on now.
Yeah,
we move on from there.
Let's stick and go.
You're going to the game tonight, huh?
Yeah.
It's you.
All right. So, Mace, have you heard the latest about this game tonight?
I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Ohtani and Yamamoto are both coming?
Reportedly.
Really?
Oh, reportedly. Come on. Don't kill the bit.
What do you mean reportedly?
They're coming. They're going to be sitting right next to you.
I am absolutely hoping they're there. I said to Bergman, if Yamamoto is at that game.
Oh, it's a done deal then.
It must be a done deal.
Yeah, it's done then.
You don't go to a Rams game at SoFi Stadium if you haven't already made up in your mind and your head that you were going to be in Los Angeles.
What baseball team do they root for in New Orleans? Like, he's going as a Saints fan and not as a Rams fan.
Oh, and
a
Saints
fan.
Right. Yeah, no, probably not going to happen.
Probably the Braves, I would think. I don't know.
Right, yeah. He's signing with the Braves.
Signing with
the
Braves. Supposedly, I've heard both. I've heard he's either grew up a Yankees fan or grew up a Dodgers fan. I don't know which one, but it sounds like those are the two. Although, Slee, you said Mets and Yankees, right?
Buster Olney had something today that said Mets and Yankees seem to be the two teams fighting it out, which, look, I still have a difficult – if Shohei Ohtani is on the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani is part of a pitch with Will Smith and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, I don't know how they beat it because you know it's not going to come down to numbers. They're going to offer whatever numbers it is.
Right.
I get it. Look, if he ended up signing with one of the New York teams, maybe he's just looking for a little bit more of his own shine.
John Morosi says, on a plane to Toronto.
Okay.
No, totally kidding.
It's the Shark Tank guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Shark Tank guy again. So,
JP Hoonstra says he's actually signed with Toronto. So that makes it
there
really
you go. JP's got him signed.
Yeah. Maybe it's done. Maybe we just don't know.
And Carissa Thompson's doing the interview afterwards.
Ooh, what's the dog's name?
Everyone just takes
strays. And the Sports Illustrated profile is fantastic.
Wow.
Everyone's taking strays.
Wow. We should hang a banner for that.
Yeah, we should. We keep adding to it. That's
making friends
bet.
Left and right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mace, so tell how you feeling about the game? We're talking a little bit about it, and maybe I'm just I'm now sold on the Los Angeles Rams. I think this is, by the time you get to the fourth quarter, I don't see this being a one-score game. I really think the Rams are going to do work. New Orleans has beat nobody this year. Go look back at their schedule. They literally have no impressive wins.
Hey, I want to interrupt this by saying we've got Pizza Hut in studio.
Whoa. There you go.
Whoa! Whoa! What do we got
here? Be careful.
By the way, you know, this is...
Did they bring those brownie bites?
This is like the
really
Hawaiian
jealous.
Pizza, right? The Hawaiian pizza we got?
I believe the brownie bites.
Mace, can you show the box of pizza to YouTube so we can all just look at it here for a second?
Careful, careful.
Careful, don't be. Mm. Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, we got, these are chicken nuggets?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Okay.
Oh, look at that. They baked a chocolate chip cookie into a, this looks fantastic. Oh, man.
Don't forget the pasta.
Don't forget the pasta.
Oh, my
Mace,
God.
Look at that.
Mace.
Pasta.
It's the triple treat box.
Is that
they got everything for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Three courses.
We have one more box. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I want to make sure all you guys had pizza. So.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a loaded up
man.
Pizza.
There you
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we love our friends at Pizza Hut.
Indeed.
And if you go to the app right now, the Pizza Hut app, you can use code ESPNLA710 for $10 off any $40 order, which is a great deal. So use the Pizza Hut app and use the ESPNLA10 code for your chance to get a good discount. Hey, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate you.
Of course. You heard, right?
What's that?
No one out pizzas.
No one out pizzas.
No one.
Thank you. I didn't.
That old school Pizza Hut shirt, by the way, that you're wearing is fantastic.
It is great old school, yeah.
It is so great.
Nice, nice.
Like, that's like Pizza Hut when me and Mason Ireland grew up.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. A couple of years ago. Thank you. Thank you for that. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's funny about Pizza Hut. When I was growing up in Ohio, we used to have, Pizza Hut would have a bottom, not bottomless, a pizza buffet.
Mm-hmm. All you could
go back and over and over and over again. It was fantastic. And we used to cut school all the time and go to Pizza Hut for lunch, which was a pretty regular. So, again.
That's a good deal.
I think I know why, Mace, they stopped doing that. You ever heard Trav tell his story where him and his buddy.
I can only imagine what this
used to go. Look, used to go to this Pizza Hut where it was like.
Does this story involve parking?
No.
It is not. No, no.
It involves
they
pizza,
already,
but not park. Where do they park?
Yeah.
Where
John, they already parked.
Close or far away. Yeah,
they already parked up to this point.
Okay, so you're starting after they parked.
After they parked.
Got it.
They were on the Atkins diet or one of those diets where all you're eating is like the cheese, but you're not eating the bread.
Delicious.
So these guys would go through 40 slices, throw away all the bread, and literally all they were eating is cheese. So I think Trav kind of took away the all-you-can-eat lunch style that he used to have.
I don't think that's
pizza.
Nearly as healthy as they thought it was.
I was going to say, I've never heard of an all-cheese diet.
Well, wait a minute. Did you never do the Atkins diet?
Never.
Oh, so when I lived in New York, Dr. Atkins was a regular guest on our show, and it was when the Atkins diet was at its peak, and you could eat anything that wasn't carbs. So I would like take a hunk of pastrami, throw some cheese on it, fry it up. It was delicious.
Just no bread.
No matter what. Fry it up. Exactly. Yeah. Bacon, totally good.
I'm calling BS on Dr. Atkins if he approves.
Let me just tell you, Dr. Atkins, although people lost a lot of weight over the years, and although it is continuing now as they call it a keto diet, which is basically the same thing, Dr. Atkins, not surprisingly, died of a heart attack.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Really not a good recommendation.
Yeah, there used to be this guy.
Thoughts
and prayers.
In the 70s, there used to be this guy named Jim Fix, F-I-X-X.
I remember this guy, yeah.
He was a runner, and he did ads for Grape Nuts, the cereal.
And he was like the most famous jogger.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he dropped dead of a heart attack.
Dropped dead. See, Grape Nuts are disgusting. They're just like little pebbles that you eat.
Okay, they're not the best, but not going to lie, I'll buy them too.
Oh,
I'll buy them too.
You got to be 75 years old.
I like eating them in yogurt. Like, you put them in yogurt.
Well, I kind of get that. Bergman loves Grape Nuts.
I like them, man.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're just
so
like
when we
rocks.
Check into hotels on the road, sometimes they give us these swag bags.
Yeah.
When we check in, it's just nuts and water and, you know, stuff that you would want to have in your hotel room. And for the first time ever, in the swag bags was a small container of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, wow.
The cereal. Why would they put Fruity Pebbles in
going old school there?
Especially when Cocoa Pebbles would be completely
exactly.
available.
Yeah. Of all the cereals they could have picked.
Comfort
Fruity
food.
Fruity Pebbles.
Well, comfort you know, the great thing about Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles and those is that the most delicious part is the milk after you've already eaten the cereal. Because the milk
gets
pure
sugar.
My
dad used to have a line about those cereals. He would come downstairs, he'd look at me, I'd be eating like Cocoa Pebbles, and he'd just shake his head and say, "You'd be better off eating the box."
Yeah, it's probably true.
We used to, Mace, we used to, as kids, I don't know what the hell we were doing. I don't know how my parents allowed this. You'd have, whatever, pick one of the most sugar cereals you could think of.
Right.
And we would have, literally, we'd be adding teaspoons of sugar
Yum.
To our cereal.
Delicious.
The end was just milk and sugar.
Milk and
there
sugar.
There was nothing left. That's all that was.
It was fantastic. That was a great, great time. I used to, still the best cereal, let's be honest. Is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch
is that.
Ridiculous. Highly underrated.
It is like super high sugar.
It is good.
They like roll each one of those things in sugar.
It is all sugar.
It is all sugar.
It's good though.
Somebody told me that Reese's has got peanut butter cereal today. Have you seen Reese's peanut butter cereal?
I haven't had cereal in a lot of in a
Cereal
long time.
Is yeah. great. If it comes
it,
in the house, I kill it right away. Is it out?
Yeah, I think that's been around for a while.
Did you get it at the store?
I did not get it.
Oh, it's because I was wondering where you parked.
Where I parked? Yeah, where I parked. Yeah. Where are you parking today at SoFi? Where are you going to end up parking?
The pink lot.
Pink lot.
Pink lot, yeah.
By the way, if If Shohei
not
is
not going to wait for a space up front, I'm going to go to the back.
Yeah, go to the back.
Get my steps.
You don't mind the walk.
I don't mind the walk, exactly.
If Shohei is there tonight,
yes.
Can you imagine, John, when he and if he decides to go to a Lakers game, what that would be like?
Well, Laker games are weird because he there's a possibility he won't be the biggest star there. You know, there you never know who's going to show
well,
up at a Laker game.
Don't you think he's like one of the biggest stars in the world and his first visit's going to be a gigantic deal?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if he shows up and, you know, Jay-Z shows up on the same night.
But we've seen Jay-Z at Laker games.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
We've seen all the big stars. Like Denzel's going to be. Well, yeah, but Denzel, we've seen at Lakers games.
Sure.
DiCaprio, he's there a lot.
As we know from this past Friday, what would make Shohei an indisputable star in the building is if he brings his dog.
I'll tell you what, you bring that big fluffy doodle to a game. And, like, that is – and it was – I didn't even realize this. I was watching the game, and so I saw the doodle bouncing around there. And I didn't realize that BBGO sponsored the doodle.
Yeah, I had some thoughts about this. I got very into it because the game certainly was disappointing.
Yes, it was.
Went along. I felt like okay, –
2 weeks of Lakers basketball.
In the beginning, I thought it was a comfort dog. And I'm like, okay, comfort dog culture's out of control because I love dogs. I'm a dog person. I own a dog. But –
my understanding is it was a service dog.
Well, no.
The service is getting likes on
yes,
Instagram.
Exactly. It's an influencer dog.
A million followers.
But then once I realized it's an influencer dog, which makes the dog the star, I felt like the dog should be in the chair and the handler should be underneath the chair.
Right, right.
Because the dog's actually the star.
By the way, I heard it's – how many – I heard it's 6 million.
A million.
Is it one? I heard it was six.
I heard Beto told me more than that.
Because what I heard was, I read a piece today that BBGO got them there in order to get a post on the Doodle's Instagram account.
Well, I mean, it
which
worked.
Is valuable.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a gigantic deal. I would like to get, maybe you can work this out, John, because you're over there with the Lakers. I would like to bring Veronica, my dog Veronica, to a game. She's a service animal. Do you think you can get me and Veronica
come on,
yeah,
John.
Let's
yes,
do it.
I do because you have more money than anybody at the station, and BBGO invests with the Lakers like $100 million over 10 years.
Nice.
So you give the Lakers $100 million, and you can bring Veronica.
You know, I'm going to think about that.
There you go.
Done. Not happening.
No.
No. I can't. You know why? Can't figure out where to park.
I'll help you out. I know a guy.
Slee. I thought it was a great bit. I would like to play that.
Yeah, let's play it back.
We should play that back. The reaction to Slee's question.
I can't remember the last time that happened on Crosstalk.
We've got four people here, and all of a sudden there's 10 seconds of silence.
You guys
want to
say something, or nobody wants to say anything?
Everybody just said,
I'm out. Well, I mean, in fairness to me, Alan and I had already talked about this a lot. Like, I felt like I'd mined all the material from where I parked.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, how much material is there, really? Yeah.
I really was kind of out of bullets at that point.
Yeah.
I was looking for you and John.
Slee, what do you do for I heard you go to Mass.
Yeah, I'll be going to Mass. Reason why we're talking about it is because Christmas Mass is always the Mass where
absolutely
you got to show up so early. The Mass is already longer than it needs to be. I mean, we still got time, but Christmas Eve, I will go to Mass, and that's kind of been tradition since I was a kid.
I like going to Mass on Christmas Eve. They have a thing called C&E Catholics. You basically show up for Christmas and Easter, and that's it.
And Easter.
And I do like the Midnight Mass. It's really cool. They do like a 9-minute remix of O Holy Night.
the remix?
The priest is totally on his game for Christmas Eve. Like, he's saved up all
best material
for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
He's workshopped it. He's gone around the country.
Guys, I hate to interrupt this, but just real quick on the parking situation. Go ahead, Laura.
Okay, Laura, what do you got?
I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, that's good. Yep, it's good stuff, guys. Yeah, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good to see everybody.
Thank
you all for your time.
I actually thought that was Sliwa restarting it again. I didn't realize
you didn't realize that was a tape. You
That's
thought he actually went into the bit.
I thought Alan was trying to salvage it by just, you know what, bring up
no,
the part.
No, there's no salvaging that.
Three other people with me, nobody there to help me out. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
We'll throw you
In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Island coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Even Laura's on it now. Ireland, what's going on? You're in beautiful Minneapolis. The weather here is like nothing but rain. What's the weather there?
30 degrees.
No rain, though.
A balmy 30 degrees.
Yeah. It's pouring around these parts, Ireland, and I guess it's going to be gone in time for Christmas, thankfully, but it has been a real pain in the ass this week. It took me forever to get up to 10 to get to the station today. It's just like one big puddle.
All right. Now, here's a question that I should know the answer to, but I don't.
Okay.
If it rains tonight,
yeah.
SoFi has those slats in the roof.
Correct.
Does the rain come through the slats and affect the players, or does it affect you sitting in the stands, or how does that work?
I think it will affect some people. The game will go on because it's considered to be a covered
stadium.
Yeah,
of course, stadium. But
they suspended one game because there was lightning one night for a Chargers game on a Monday night game, and they suspended the game until the lightning passed. But no, I think the game will go on as scheduled.
The rain.
No, I'm not worried about the game. I'm just worried about if it rains. Will the quarterbacks have to deal with wet footballs and wet fields?
No, definitely not.
No,
definitely
so what?
It You're affects, covered enough.
It affects the top, if like the 300s, for like up there, and it affects those fans. They get wet, but it does not affect the field itself.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm excited for that. And by the way, I was reading today, John, ESPN analytics, and you know how I feel about analytics. They've played out the last three games of the season. Computer-wise.
Right.
They have got the Rams losing to the Saints tonight, 30-28. Okay. Then they've got the Rams beating the Giants and beating the Niners because the Niners will have already locked up the number one seed potentially. They've got them going 9-8, but with a loss to the Saints. I think...
If that happened exactly how they planned it, would the Rams be in?
Yes, they would be. Okay. They're projecting the Rams are the 7 seed in the NFC, and the Seattle Seahawks are the 7 at 8-9. They've got an 8-9
team. You just said both the Rams and the Seahawks are the 7.
Rams 6, Seahawks 7.
So if they were 6, who do they have them playing?
Let's see. Detroit.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, can you imagine?
The script is set.
Yeah, Bergman says, that's the script. It's for Stafford to play against Goff in the matchup.
In Detroit.
Matthew Stafford's return.
By the way, I disagree with them. I don't think the Rams are losing to the Saints
either.
Tonight.
I do not think they're losing to the Saints.
As a matter of fact, do you have any mythical money left, or did you blow it all?
So here's the thing, John. Lost it all. Okay. That means you've got a whole bunch, and Brian's got about 100.
Right,
so,
you have 333, and Brian has 103, but he forgot to make a bet yesterday.
But he's back tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes, yep. So he can make the bet tomorrow.
Okay, just, Greg, keep me posted on his bets, because I was going to bet a bunch tonight on the Rams.
Just go all of it.
To knock Mason out, but now Mason knocked himself out.
Roll it,
so,
man.
So, Brian, the only way Brian can catch me now is if he does a parlay or if he does multiple bets and hits them all in a row.
You should do $332,000. So, if you lose, you still have $1,000.
Then I'm handing it to Brian.
Yeah, then he is handing
I'm going to force Brian to bet and then adjust to what he bets.
So, make sure you have $104,000 afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's true. You could make sure you have $104,000 afterwards.
No. What if Brian doesn't want to bet?
Well, yeah, then
Brian,
I win.
By the way, Brian has not been especially
he hasn't.
To bet.
No, he doesn't like to bet right now.
Yeah, so I will. It's like poker when you, Mace, when you have the best hand and you check, and then the other guy bets into you. That's what I'm trying to do with Brian. I'll see what he bets.
By the way, whenever we talk about Mythical Money, Prize Picks is our sponsor, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit. Match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Ireland, did you get your massage chair?
Oh, yeah. Has yours arrived yet?
It's going to be here day after Christmas. Day after Christmas.
Oh, you're going to love it. And it's unbelievable.
Today.
It didn't work because wanted to be.
You got to have somebody home.
Yeah, somebody home and the installation and all that stuff. So describe the feeling of being in this massage. If you've not been following this, Ireland and I bought 2-for-1 massage chairs.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. It will change your life. You will know. Well, here's the amazing thing. You no longer have to go buy massages. You no longer have to pay for them. So I don't know what you spent on massages in your lifetime, but those days are over.
Yeah,
because this thing will attack any part of your body that you need.
Got me a magic chair.
I don't know, man. I really like going to a massage parlor.
Parlor?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Wait a minute. Are you and Bob Kraft going to massage parlors together?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sometimes
I don't know.
Massage parlor. You go to Florida?
What do you call it? Place?
That sounds a massage place. Yeah, massage actually, the place I go is called the massage place.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a massage parlor.
If it's a massage parlor, then you can ask for a happy ending.
Nobody's asking for that. But I like the touch of the hands. I like them actually stepping on my back. That's not weird, Laura. Stop it.
Because you're at a massage
totally
parlor.
Normal.
It sounds totally different.
It sounds so bad after you said massage parlor.
Yeah, you mentioned
everything after that.
Call it whatever you want. And we just lost John, but he'll be back in a second.
No, that's okay.
No, that's wonderful.
This concerns me.
Oh, you're back.
Oh.
Yeah, it concerns me because it just dropped out for no reason. So this might be a fun show.
Oh, it could be
especially
fun.
When Mason leaves at the end of the show.
Right.
The Greg and Laura extravaganza.
Let's do it, Laura. Late night with Laura. When they step on your back, I like that.
This thing, what? I'm not kidding. This chair can attack your back better than a person.
It's a magic chair. What do you think, John?
Get me one and I'll find out.
I bought myself 3 Christmas presents this year. Massage chair.
Okay.
Nespresso machine to make my own espresso at home.
Yep.
And a chain. Because I'm going to start wearing a chain.
Okay.
What do you think of the chain idea?
I think you should have got 3 chains.
Oh,
anyone has 1 chain, and then there's a rapper named 2 Chainz. You could have been the first guy to wear 3.
To wear 3. I believe it's probably been done before. But here's what happened. This is the most effective use of advertising ever. So I'm watching one of the games. I was watching a game, and they came on, and there was this company called Jackson that makes chains. And there was a commercial for them, chains 50% off. I'm like, I've always wanted to have a chain.
You're not a chain guy.
And so within 10 minutes, I'd purchase the chain. Yeah, I am now. Going to rock that chain this year, 2024.
I mean, we've seen things you wear. You've changed your style so many times. I think the chain is not it.
I think my style is pretty good at the moment.
It is.
Yeah.
Not the chain.
Not the chain.
No.
Yeah, it's happening, whether you like it or not.
Are you going to wear the chain with the old man cardigan?
I am. That's actually a great look, and that is not an old man cardigan. That is very, very stylish. I saw Shannon Sharpe wearing the identical sweater. How embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. You're not Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah, you and Shannon Sharpe have different builds, and you're different ages.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Coming up next, I've got a whole bunch of stuff, John. You've got a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to try to race through a whole bunch of material today. So I've got a story about a lady who was offered $200,000 for her dog. And how she responded. That's coming up next. In the meantime, let me tell you about Hyundai. Driving today in my beautiful Hyundai Elantra 2024 hybrid. It is beautiful. And now it is your turn with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. So one thing I want to feature is the IONIQ 6. This is a tech-forward electric sedan. I've driven it. And they have thought of everything to turn your EV transition into a lifestyle transformation. Range of up to 360 miles available on entry trim. Charges 10% up to 80% in as little as 18 minutes. I'm telling you, the IONIQ 6, you've got to take a look at. Along with the Adventure Ready Santa Fe, the fun to drive Kona, the Sonata, which is beautiful, or the spectacular Ioniq 6. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance for confidence now and miles down the road. Do like I did. Get in. Get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So Ireland, oh, we've gone to Christmas music now. Excellent, yeah, we're there.
I love Christmas.
Well, Christmas is in 4 days, I would hope.
So what is, you know, I looked at the Lakers last night. They look terrible. Defensively, they've been just, I don't know, did they just forget to start to defend the arc, or what is going on?
Everybody right. Well, you is know how they, you know that saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yeah.
Apparently that applies to the Laker defense.
Yes.
Because they played tremendous suffocating defense in those two games in Vegas. Like, New Orleans and Indiana could not do a thing, the Lakers. And then ever since then, the Pacers are 0-4 and the Lakers are 1-4.
Right.
So both of those teams have tremendous in-season tournament hangovers, and they're not going to get back on the winning track until they get back to playing defense the way they were. So we know they can do it.
Yeah.
They just, for whatever reason, can. And now LeBron's out tonight.
Yeah, LeBron's out. By the way, I would just, you know, Anthony Davis has been struggling with his ankle. I would just take this as a scheduled loss.
I would too.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that, I don't know if they will, but I would too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're saying that, Ireland. I totally agree with both of you, but I thought you were going to go the other way.
No, this is one of the elite teams in the NBA. Yep. Minnesota. They're tied for the best record in the league. They're 20-6. I think the Celtics may be a half game ahead of them. I think the Celtics are like 21-6. But beating Minnesota without LeBron is going to be really, really hard. And AD turned that ankle really good. Here's what I'll say about the Lakers big picture. They have zero chance, none, if LeBron and AD are not healthy going into the postseason.
Right.
If they are healthy, we saw in Las Vegas what they can do. We saw last year in the playoffs when they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals what they can do. If they're not 100% LeBron and AD, the season's over. Done. Finished. So worrying about whether or not to play LeBron or AD in a second game of a back-to-back in December, to me, I want everybody healthy. I want them to do whatever it takes to keep them healthy, and I would support it if they did that. I have no indication that they're going to. We know LeBron is out. AD is questionable. But if they announce an hour before the game that AD's out, I'll say that's smart.
Yeah. So when are you going to get your next wins? Because right now, since the IST, the IST, they're 1-4, right?
Yep.
Their next three games after this, once we schedule loss tonight, so they're 1-5.
Well,
now,
we're,
since then,
we're
just saying,
that. We're saying
after that.
That,
you have, you're at the Thunder versus the Celtics, the home to the Celtics, home to the Hornets. That could be a win. But then it's Timberwolves, Pelicans, Heat, Grizzlies,
right.
Clippers, Raptors, Suns.
Well, here's what
I mean, there's
saying,
not a lot of wins right there if you do that.
Here's what Derek Fisher was saying after the game last night on Spectrum. He was, and he's not making excuses, but he's saying that probably the Lakers are in their most difficult stretch of road games. And this is, and again, not making excuses, this is an unbelievable amount of travel they're in right now.
Well, think about this. In the month of December, I've spent more nights in hotel rooms than I have at home, and it's not even close. We had 10 road games, and we've only played 3 home games. So it's the toughest month travel-wise, and it's the toughest month schedule-wise. He also, Fish said something on the post-game show, too, that I wanted to ask you guys about. Mm. He said, and I had never heard anyone mention it in these terms, maybe it's not a great idea to celebrate victories in December. In other words, when the Lakers had the big celebration for the in-season tournament.
Right.
Now, I don't necessarily think those things are connected. I think the league wanted the team that won it to be celebratory. I think they wanted to recognize it. I think the league forced them to put up a banner. I don't know that for a fact, but my sense is they did.
Yes.
But you what know, do you guys
it's
think?
Funny, it's funny about watching the ceremony. Because Spectrum had the ceremony. I was watching it on TV, and they had close-ups of everybody. You could tell the guys were like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm not going to get
not
too
the one
excited
we want.
About it. Right.
Yeah.
Guys were not like over-celebrating winning the IST.
I'm talking about is more what they did with the champagne in the locker room in Vegas.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
But I don't necessarily – I mean, they earned it. They earned that champagne.
Sure.
That
you've always been very anti-champagne.
Well, I would never do it until you win the whole thing. So I'm like Scrooge when it comes to champagne celebrations. I like the way the Yankees do it. They just don't get worked up unless they win the whole thing.
Well, those are the days when they were winning 4 out of 5.
It got
old hat anymore.
Right.
So you know, guys don't teams
just
don't
celebrate.
Repeat.
Celebrate wins whenever you
yeah,
can
see,
get
I,
them.
Yeah, see, I'm a big believer
wait,
in having some
Greg,
fun.
Greg, if that's the case, why not champagne celebrate every win?
Well, not you. I mean,
because you don't win anything.
Yeah, you're not winning anything. You won something.
You won. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
I don't agree with that.
You
it's
use,
really all that cool.
Mace, that's interesting. You use those words when they won the in-season tournament, which I think was significant. The argument of people like Charles Barkley,
right,
was what are they celebrating? They didn't win anything,
right?
So you think they did win something?
Yeah, I think they won this tournament. I mean, honestly, I think it's okay to have a win along the way. And somebody, Bergman, you said somebody is suggesting moving the in-season tournament to before the All-Star game. I think the idea is let's get people talking about the NBA in November. I think that's
I think
point
the tournament
the
completely
tournament.
Worked. And I laugh when people say, sure, the Lakers won a meaningless tournament. Well, if it was so meaningless, you guys don't want the $500,000 a ban?
Right.
I mean, if you say, look, if you win, you each get $500,000. If you lose, you get zero. I'm trying to win.
Right.
I think those people that are criticizing the Lakers for winning it are just jealous.
Yeah, I think
but,
so, too.
But now that you watch the Pacers, now that you watch the Pacers go 0-4 and the Lakers go 1-4, there's something to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. There
I
is.
Mean, there's something to being getting it really, really high, and then LeBron specifically getting really high because he doesn't do that this time of year. December, he does not get high and playing at this high of a level until March, April, sometime around there, right, John? So for him to be doing that here in December, it throws him off a little bit.
Yeah, I would argue that's an unfair criticism by you. If you look at his numbers over his career, he's been pretty consistent no matter what month it is.
Yeah, unfair criticism.
It wasn't a criticism for the most part.
Well, you said LeBron doesn't turn it on this early in the season.
Mostly
if you study his career, his numbers for the month of December are pretty consistent.
It's not only just the numbers. He puts up big numbers scoring-wise because that's what he does, but getting to the level that it gets to defensively, too, chase down blocks and playing defense, he normally doesn't try that hard on defense.
Well,
to
your point, Michael and I were talking about last night, I'm sure there has been one, but LeBron took 4 charges against Indiana in that tournament final game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't do that.
I can't think of one that anybody has taken since.
Right, so he did amp it up for the tournament.
Right.
Yeah. And there's clearly a hangover from it.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just one team, you could say no. But, I mean, Indiana's 0-4. Lakers are 1-8 between the two title teams. That's something.
I know it's different sports, but LAFC, they had all those in-season tournaments that they normally didn't have. And after that, they went on losing streaks after having those random in-season tournaments.
But, I mean, everybody in soccer has random mid-season tournaments.
But, no, they didn't do that.
That's like the name of the game in soccer.
They didn't do it as much as years past, but they won the LAFC, title, and then had other things to go play.
The MLS
title, yeah. And then they had to do different tournaments this year that they didn't have to in the past. It changed the way that they played.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ireland, this is from TikTok. Are you big on the TikTok?
No, I don't even have it on my phone. Do you?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't need the Chinese to know what I'm doing.
There you
go. So a dog mom on TikTok left users pissed off after she told this story. she says, someone, she's got a Doberman Pinscher puppy. So apparently this is a very precious puppy to have. And in a video that has now been viewed by many people, she says, quote, someone offered us $200,000 for our puppy. This happened in Los Angeles. John, would you sell your, I won't tell you what her answer was. Would you sell your puppy for $200,000? $200,000.
I would, but then my wife would divorce me.
So it would come down to that.
Yeah. $200,000? Yeah. I love my dog, but 200, you know what 200,000 is? It's 200,000. Yeah.
So you would sell your dog
for 200,000? If I'm being honest? Yeah.
Wow.
You actually don't love your dog then.
Okay.
So you know,
I mean, I'm just saying.
You know what she said?
What?
She said absolutely effing not.
Which is what you would say.
I would say there is no way I would sell any of my dogs. I mean, I'm emotionally attached to my dogs. $200,000 is a lot of money, but my
all
God,
right,
these beings are close to me every single day.
All right, how about for $1 million?
No.
$10 million.
$10 million. I'd give you Sophie.
She's 19.
She's 17. 17. I've gotten the best of her. Yeah.
I applaud you for your honesty.
$10 million?
Veronica, how much would it cost
for
Veronica?
I was going to
would
her.
Not
Veronica.
Give up Veronica no matter what.
$100 million.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No way.
Wait a minute.
Veronica, I will not give up.
$1 billion.
Oh, well, come on.
Bye, you
just
Veronica.
Said.
Of course. For $1 billion, I would find a way. I'd get visitation rights. Can I come
you give
visit?
Him $100 million back.
Yeah. No, can I come visit my dog? No, Veronica's like, she is the happiest being I know. She's always happy no matter what.
Think about how happy she would be if you got $1 billion for her.
That's true. That's true. Speaking of which, not everybody loves Christmas. Not everybody's happy. It's not all happiness. You know who's pissed off?
Who?
I will tell you. Coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. You know, if you listen to the show, that I've been doing wearable cryotherapy through iSpot. And if you want to learn more about this, go to their website, iSpotActive.com. iSpotActive.com. It's wearable cryotherapy that replaced my cryo chamber that cost me $50 every time I went. iSpot Active makes form-fitting compression wear with custom-sized pockets that fit flexible gel packs that fit around your sore joints and problem areas. If you're active, if you play tennis, pickleball, golf, soccer, basketball, football, if you're a runner, put this in your arsenal and you can do what you love every day. It's a great Christmas or holiday gift for anybody you know that's active. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you buy it for them and they don't like it for any reason, you got 30 days to send it back and get all of your money back. Inventory's going fast, so get yours today at iSpotActive.com. You'll see that Hall of Famer James Worthy swears by this stuff. And if you use the coupon code LA710, that's LA710, you get 20% off till the end of the year. Everybody I've turned on to this absolutely loves it. Get yours today at iSpotActive.com.
All right, Ireland, your wheel today. You got something?
Really? Nope. It's my wheel? You could have mentioned that to me. Yeah, I'll throw some stuff on the wheel.
Yeah, we'll give it a spin in a minute here. I just thought since you're here, why not use all your stuff?
Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
There we go.
Oh, if you were offered, this is more kind of on your dog theme.
Okay.
If you were offered $50,000 to dance for 2 minutes with no music in front of a stadium full of people, would you do it? And what kind of dancing would you do?
$50,000 to dance?
For 2 minutes, which is longer than you think with no music.
Yeah.
In front of a stadium full, like the guy comes on and says,
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the field.
Tonight, you're going to the Saints game.
Yes.
For the next 2 minutes, Steve Mason.
No music, you just start dancing. Would you do it?
I'm doing it now, John. I would absolutely do it.
What type of dance would you do?
Kind of a, I would say kind of a, what would you say this is, Bergman?
I do the sway.
Sway,
that's good.
I do the sway.
So as you know, I'm multifaceted as a dancer.
Yes, you are.
I can do the dice.
Yep.
The lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
The sprinkler.
Yep.
All the white man overbite dances I have in my possession. But I think in this particular case, Bergman, I would simply learn and mimic the dance from Napoleon Dynamite for 2 minutes.
Oh, that's
a
good
one. Walk off with one of those big checks like they have at a golf tournament. Perfect. Give me my $50,000 and I'm out.
I could tell you Bergman would dance and he'd probably be entertaining.
I would do it. I mean,
we've seen the video of Bergman dancing.
Yeah. I would just,
Laura,
I would just
how about
feel
you?
It.
2 minutes, 50 G's, no music in front of a stadium of people.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
What do you do? What are you doing? What's your dance?
What's your dance?
At first, I thought twerking, but then that's a lot of work for 2 minutes.
Sure,
and also the social media cancel police would come for
you. Yeah. So maybe just like the sway or the, you know, kind of like the two step.
Yeah, I would do
a two step.
You do this.
I would do a little. No, I'd probably do a two step. But
do you ever see Hitch? He says, "Just stay right here." Just like, you know, just move back and forth and leave
honestly,
your hands there.
Honestly,
that's my dance style right there.
What you're doing.
Yeah, and that's it.
By the way, I will say this about that movie, Hitch.
Yeah.
One of the most underrated movies of all time. That is a great movie.
I can watch that movie and
me
for
too.
The whole thing
every
time
it's
on.
I leave it on. That is start to finish. That might be Will Smith's best movie.
That's interesting. Will Smith's best movie. Will Smith's
best movie. I mean, I guess
his
highest grossing movie is probably Independence Day.
Right, Independence Day grossed
a
lot.
Men in Black, one of the Men in Black movies. But Hitch is his best movie.
What you
and
think?
Everybody
Hitch...
in it is good.
So, you know what? I have a weird favorite Will Smith movie. It's fairly recent. It wasn't a big blockbuster. I'm looking for the name of it now. It's the one where they're at the Super Bowl and they're trying to remember. They set up this scam in order to get a lot of money. Do you know what show I'm talking about? Oh, I think we lost you. Yeah, we'll have John back in a minute.
Say the show again.
Show or movie?
It's a movie. It's the one where he.
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith, where he makes everybody, Margot Robbie's in it, I think, and he gets everybody
focus. Focus. That's a good movie.
I love that movie.
It is a good movie. I can't watch it from start to finish every single time because you kind of know what's going on.
Right.
But it is a good movie. And also, I mean, it's Margot Robbie, so I'm going to watch the whole thing.
By the way, I know he slapped Chris Rock afterwards, but I still think King Richard is an excellent movie.
It is a great, great movie. He's actually been in a lot of really good movies. Men in Black was fantastic.
Men in Black.
The first one.
Independence Day is classic.
Independence Day is a really, really good one. Wild Wild West was one of the best movies ever written and acted.
Wild Wild West is terrible.
Wild Wild West is
such
is
a good
bomb.
Movie.
You said
such
nothing.
A good
I'm
movie.
Glad John came back.
I thought maybe you liked it. You liked Ernest movie. Scared Straight and stuff like that. I thought maybe
Stupid.
You liked that movie.
Yeah.
But you just let it
Wait, Laura, you
go.
Liked Wild Wild West?
No, I'm trying to be sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah, that movie was 2 hours. I'll never get back to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was
one of the worst movies
Wild
of
Wild
all
West.
Time.
Yeah, that was Bomb City USA.
What was the other guy that was in it? It was he was in Dave, right?
Who cares? It was bad.
The other guy that was in Wild Wild West.
I'm with Laura. Who cares?
Concussion was a really good movie.
That
I mean,
was
a
good
serious subject.
Yeah, that was
Will,
a very
Will
good
Smith
movie.
Smith is good in that movie.
Yeah, he is.
Are you going to watch it
Pursuit of Happiness
finish?
Is really good.
That's a great movie.
That makes you cry every time you
see
it.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
movie.
A good movie.
Yeah, he's done great stuff. He's done
Fresh
great
Prince
stuff.
Prince of Bel-Air is one of the best shows ever.
Sure it is.
So he was a very good actor.
So, Ireland, you sent this over today. Not everybody loves Christmas, or there are things that people hate about Christmas.
Right.
And, of course, this didn't make it to our page today. The Chris Russo thing. Well, let's just use this. Number one on Chris Russo's I Hate Christmas list is veal parmesan getting
burned.
Well,
his mom makes veal parmesan every year for Christmas Eve, and he's had it. He doesn't want to eat it anymore.
He says it's burnt.
I don't know the last time I actually had veal parmesan.
I tend to go chicken parmesan.
Yeah, chicken parmesan I eat all the time.
When we went to Craig's for dinner, that is some of the best chicken parm I've ever had.
So my favorite restaurant in Manhattan Beach, Slay.
Yep.
Has the world's greatest chicken parmesan. So
does it?
People go in there. Yeah.
Better than Craig's?
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And so when people go in there, they say, well, what should I get? I say, everything on the menu is good, but if you like chicken parmesan, don't pass up theirs. It's really, really good. So if you know how to do it right, it can be great. But veal parmesan, when's the last time you had veal parmesan?
I tend to go chicken when I have that option between chicken and veal, because veals are baby cows, and I don't want
to
eat
baby cows. Yeah, I dated a girl
cows.
Once that says, if you ever order veal, I'm breaking up with you on the spot.
I only eat grown-up cows. I don't eat baby cows.
Did you break up with her on the spot?
No, it just fizzled out. That's a girl I met through Mason. That's
really?
How long ago that was.
Holy hell.
Yeah, I'll text you who it was, Mason.
Yeah, I can't even think who that would have been.
Why did you never set me up? I've been working with you for 8 years and never once set me up.
Because you don't want to be set up.
Wow.
I could set you up any
now.
I've got a fleet of women I could set you up with. Dude, but you've
fleet,
never shown
a fleet.
A fleet.
You got a roster.
Yeah.
You never even offered.
Oh, yeah, no, I seriously, and I have a deep bench too. A fleet of women and a very
deep
bench.
I could use
a deep
bench.
Oh,
that's all we're saying.
Okay.
I like massage parlors and deep benches.
Oh, wow. John, you just sent me the name. I haven't heard that name in a million years.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I met her through you.
Yeah, yeah. That's Bergman could be, you know, you could meet somebody through me. Yeah. But you've got a fleet of women.
Oh, yeah, a fleet. No, not right now.
Greg, this is how long ago that veal story was. I met this girl because she was friends with Mason's girlfriend.
Wow. Okay, so it was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Would have been 1992.
1992?
I split with my girlfriend in 93.
Wow, yeah, that's 32 years ago.
God.
God, we're old.
We are old. You know what? I was just doing liners like, happy Christmas from everybody here. You'll hear him relentlessly
sometime
during the holidays.
Soon.
So the one thing that came up is that in that liner is that the ESPN LA pickleball tournament is on March the 23rd, which is not only my birthday, but the 20th anniversary of Mason in Ireland.
Really?
So I know you've never come to one of the, well, we only did pickleball once. You haven't been to the pickleball event.
I'm looking at the Lakers schedule.
I already know. I looked this up. I think it's going to be difficult to wiggle out.
It's in between home games.
Correct.
So I've got Philadelphia on Friday and Indiana on Sunday. So if it were any other day.
Oh, come on. It's the 20th anniversary. They're throwing a big party for Mason and Ireland.
It's not for me. You think Kaplan's going to put up with a party for Mason and Ireland?
I'm telling you, they planned it specifically on this date. Is that not right, Bergman?
It is specifically on that date.
It's for the purpose of celebrating 20 years of Mason and Ireland on ESPN LA. Now, I don't think you can dodge out of that one. I mean, I'm sure you'll try.
You don't want to play pickleball? I mean, forget about that. You just don't want to play pickleball?
All right, so look at that week for me. Okay. That is the last day I have off before I leave on Monday the 25th for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days.
Okay.
So, and I have a game the day before that. So how do you think it's going to go over at home when I say, I'd love to see you tonight, family, but I have to go to the ESPN LA pickleball tournament.
You could do like I do. Bring your family.
Yeah, they'll say go without me.
Will they?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make every attempt.
Yeah, we're going to twist your arm constantly. All right, coming up next, let's do 2 o'clock call of the day. Last 2 o'clock call of the day for a year. By the way, this is my last show of the year. I'm done after this. In Ireland, you've got a show next week, I think, right?
Yeah, with Momo on Tuesday.
One holiday show, which is the day after Christmas, right?
Yep.
Let's do 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, that's a good question led by Russo. What do you hate about Christmas? Do you have anything, Ireland?
Let me think about it.
I've got a couple things I hate. 877-710-ESPN. 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.